Featured guest is the stippling artist Q Rumbly. Q is a Michigan-based pen and ink artist with a knack for drawing with tiny little dots. Raised in the northern city of Anchorage, Alaska, Q's creative roots got their beginning in grade school, where she learned how to draw and carve soapstone and wood designs from local native artisans who would visit local schools to share their culture and crafts. Moving to Michigan in her teens, that creative spirit carried on into high school, where she took an art class and learned the pen and ink technique called stippling. Immediately, she was hooked to the meditative and patient enduring inking technique, which became her signature style of drawing. Graduating high school, she furthered her education in the arts by attending Lake Michigan College on an art scholarship and graduating with a degree in fine arts. From there, she went on to study graphic design and urban planning at Eastern Michigan University and graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree. With an underlying love for pen and ink stippling, she continues to create personal pieces and commission works of art that exhibit a mixture of Afro-Asian themes, nature, spirituality, and other influences from life and the imagination. Hello, Q. We're so glad that you could join us tonight. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Q, could you tell us about yourself?
Well, my full name is Cornita Rumbly, but you can just call me Q for short. It's a lot easier to remember. And I'm a pen and ink stipple artist.
Q, for the listeners that are not yet familiar with your style of drawing, what is it and what type of medium is used to fashion this particular technique?
Well, stippling is a pen and ink technique where you create drawings using patterns of small dots of varying size, various sizes and shapes instead of using lines and strokes.
Why do you want to go into this field? Is art a passion for you?
Well, I've always had a love for drawing, so doing so has always been with me throughout my life. It's something I can see myself doing well into my old age, and so, yeah, it is a passion.
And how long have you been focused in this particular area?
Since high school, and that's been about over 20 years. I'm dating myself there, but, yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay. Backtracking to where it all began in grade school, can you tell us how art was introduced to you and what it meant to you at that time?
I got started in art as when I was a child growing up in Anchorage, Alaska, when the local native artisans would come to my school and teach the students about their culture and their crafts. So at that time, it was just a way of expressing myself, I guess.
While living in Alaska at that young age, what effect did the influence of local native culture and craft have on you in developing your skill in that art?
It basically got me started in drawing. They showed us how to do basic, simple designs of animals and, like, trees and stuff for, like, wood carvings and soapstone carvings. And from there, drawing became something I just started to do in my spare time.
Mm-hmm. Did you do sketches on canvas and maybe some different types of materials, or was it just all the soapstone and wood carvings?
It was just basically soapstones and wood carving and just drawing on paper.
Oh, okay. So was the transition from grade school and art classes in high school an easy one?
Yeah, it was a real easy transition. I mean, no, it wasn't that hard at all.
Did this experience refine your direction to a particular type of technique?
Yeah, it was in high school that I was introduced to drawing with pen and ink, and through that I learned how to do stippling.
Did you do a medium like brushes or chalk or experiment?
Yeah, in high school when you take art classes, they give you an opportunity to try all kinds of things like chalk and etching and painting and working with clay. So, yeah, I did get to do other things too.
How did your parents feel about what you were doing? Were they play a significant role in helping you develop this, or was that something that you developed on your own?
My parents, well, especially my mom, she was always giving me little creative things to do. It wasn't just with drawing, with doing things like macrame and like knitting. My dad was very encouraging as far as, you know, encouraging me to draw. So, yeah, they were encouraging.
It's good parents do things like that. At what point in your life did this technique evolve into being your chosen style?
Well, after experimenting with painting and through college, getting a good foundation in graphic design and digital illustration, I always found myself continually coming back to just stippling, even after college. So stippling just stuck with me.
From what I hear, it takes a lot of patience, and you said something about meditative. How did you work that into your style as far as when you first started? Was it something that you started doing these little dots and then looked at it and said, well, gosh, it's going to take too long? And how did you feel about that lengthy transition?
Well, it was frustrating at first. I mean, you do have to develop a patience for it. I know a lot of people say, I don't understand how you do it, but it does become kind of like meditation. It's like your mind just starts to quiet and calm down, and you just get lost in the dots. But there was a time in the beginning where it was frustrating. And even now, sometimes I ask myself, why do I even like this? But it's just something that just stuck with me, and it helps me to be calm, you know.
Yeah.
At other times.
Interesting. Very interesting. When you say you meditate and get into the dots, while you're doing that meditation, is your hand still working the pen?
Yeah. Yeah. My hand's still going. What it is just my mind is just calm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not thinking about how long it's going to take to finish or how many dots, you know, it's taking to do all this. None of that comes into your mind. You just keep just going, you know, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the patience for that. It probably put me to sleep. But, yeah, I've seen some of your work. Amazing, amazing stuff. Do you want to give a little clue on where people would look to view your art and possibly order your art if it's for sale?
Well, you can see a showcase of my work online on my website at www.worldoflittledots.com. And on my website, at the bottom, there's a link to a shop that I have online, as well as a link to my Facebook page where you can get updates on what I'm doing and my whereabouts and my happenings in my life and stuff.
So the Facebook page and your web page are connected?
Yes.
It's not like your personal page. It's an artist page?
Yeah, it's my artist page.
Okay. Are there any other artists who have inspired you that use the same technique?
There are other artists that have inspired me, like Michael Parks and Boris Vallejo, but they don't use stippling. They're painters, and they basically focus on fantasy art, fantasy and sci-fi art. But actually, none of the artists that inspire me use stippling. No, none of them.
Interesting. Stippling and dot art are two different things from what I gathered in my research. Explain to us how stippling is different from dot art.
Actually, I've always thought that stippling and dot art were the same thing. I've noticed that people have used them interchangeably, so I really don't know what the difference was, what would be. I know you said you've seen and you found in your research there is, but maybe there's something else.
Well, what I found out was, I may be wrong. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but dot art is more high in the use of color, whereas stippling is halftone.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Pointillism.
Okay.
They
referred to it as dot art, but explain the pointillism.
Pointillism uses like dabs of paint with a paintbrush on a canvas, where stippling is you're using a pen. You can use a quill pen and ink, or you can just use a ready-made pen, and you're using just black ink with dots. It kind of gets blurred when you start using colored ink. You know, there's a blurred line there between pointillism and stippling, but the difference is one uses brushes and color, and one uses pens and ink.
Oh, so I thought that there would be your stippling pen in black. They don't have them in colors also?
Yeah, I do some, every now and then I'll do a piece in color. So, yeah, they do have pens in color, too.
Oh, interesting. Tell us about what makes your page unique. I know your Facebook page. I know that when I first saw it, I was saying, like, you know, we had met under different circumstances, and I'm going, after I saw that, my jaw dropped, and I said, wow, this young lady, she's artistic. And my daughter does art, but totally different from the way you do it. She works with crayon pencils, and her work, she draws, she strokes that. And when I saw that, I started noticing that how you started a particular piece and the length of time that it took for you to complete it was, I'm going like, wow, that's great. I couldn't figure out if you were taking your time on it. I never knew that it took a lot of time in order to complete, and that's great that you have patience and everything to do that. What other differences are between the two?
Between stippling and
the dot art.
Oh.
Is there any other major differences?
No. Other than probably more so with stippling, you're using paper, using a good sturdy drawing paper, and with dot art or pointillism, you're using a canvas. But I would think that they both take a considerable amount of time, depending on how large your painting or your drawing is and how intricate the design or the image that you're trying to create is. But other than that, there isn't that much difference. They both require some patience.
Oh, I can imagine. What's the largest piece you've done? I mean, do you ever measure the size of it?
Size takes that's very important to me because the size is going to determine how the time. The largest I've ever done is a 14 by 17 piece, and that took me about a month to do.
How long did that take you to do that? And did you have an approximate count of how many dots it took?
Oh, no, I don't count the dots. But it took me about a month to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually run across some of these artists that actually, in their mind while they're doing it, they've done it so long that they actually count. It's like some people will walk, and when they walk, they're walking around the house, they count how many steps they take from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read about other stippling artists that actually count from the time that they start to the time that they put the pen down, and they write down that amount that they counted, and they continue, and they keep track of the exact time and the exact amount of dots that they put into their work. And I found that kind of amazing too, keeping details like that. Is that something that you thought about or are doing or practice?
No.
No.
I can't see myself trying to keep counting dots. No. I'm meticulous,
makes
but not that meticulous.
Okay. Sanity level's different, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds a bit insane to me, but teach their own. So.
As far as your supplies, is there a certain type of pen that is predominant over any other one, and as far as you're concerned?
Well, when I began stippling, I used to use Rapidiograph pens, and then after that, I transitioned to using Microns because, well, it's a lot cheaper than Rapidiograph pens, because once the ink gets clogged up in them, you got to buy another needle form, and that might run you about $30. So I was just like, I need to find a more economical way to do this.
So the pens themselves, do they go up and down like pogo sticks?
With the Rapidiograph pens, yes, that the pen goes up and down like that. But with the Micron, no, it's more like a felt pen.
Oh, so the ink just flows from the well.
Yeah.
Cool. Is there any supplier that is better than others? How do you find your supplies?
I go to my local Michael's hobby shop. That's where I get my pens from. I think it's more of a preference for people. If you're doing, you know, pen and ink art, everybody has their preference. Some people like Micron. Some people like Rapidiograph. Some actually, when it comes to pen and ink art, you have some people who use just regular Bic pens. So.
That's probably what I would use because I wouldn't know what else to use. But are you actually in contact, or is there some kind of class that you took where others that enjoy this type of artwork meet or learn?
Actually, no. Stippling is usually something that most people learn in a basic drawing class as part of the different styles to learn, and after that, you probably won't run into it anymore. So for those of us that do it, it's just something that just stuck with us. You just continue to do it.
Wow. We're going to take a little H2O break here. So I want everybody to stick around. There's much more to come. You're listening to Hear It Now Live Radio. Come visit us at www.entertainmentenclosed.com. Check us out and like us on Facebook. Entertainment Enclosed, and Hear It Now Live Radio, and follow us on Twitter at Ron Laws. And do you have a Twitter name, Juanita?
Yeah, at World of Little Dots.
At World of Little Dots?
Yeah.
Is that L-I-L dots or L-I-T-T?
L-I-L
World, at World of Little Dots. Okay, we're going to take a break here and listen to LaTanya Holmes' Beautiful Day. And stick with us. We're here with stippling artist Q Rumbly.
Beautiful day, things are going right, all is beautiful. desires in. Forget the fear, cause now I'm here. I smile at the sky and say amen. For a second chance, I still believe in love and I'ma do it again. I'ma take my time, it's a beautiful day and love is on my mind. So I take a pause and look around, enjoy the symphony, sweet sound. If you wanna vibe with me, well come on and fly with me.
Do you have a vision for your artwork?
I envision find my artwork as being a source of creative inspiration. I would like for people to be inspired by the technique of stippling and maybe even trying it for themselves, or just simply being in awe at the effort that is required to go into creating a drawing in stippling.
Mm-hmm. How do you think others would respond to your artwork?
I would like for others to be moved or touched in some way by my work, whether it's by the subject matter that's being presented or simply in how it was done. So I would just like to be able to touch people with my art.
Well, you certainly have done that, I know. The artwork that I've seen has touched me. I love Asian artwork. Stippling intrigues me. It's just your style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I've never really seen. When I grew up, most of the artwork in that Asian category was brush-stroked. And it's really nice to see something, and refreshing is different. As you initially sketch your idea, do you see yourself in the artwork at all? Or I know you said that you get inspired by music and movies and stuff like that, but do you see yourself as in there? And if you do, how?
The way I see myself in my work is in regards to the theme or the idea that might be behind a particular piece.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my drawings are an expression of something that I might be feeling at the time or an idea that I might have, and I want to, you know, sit down and conceptualize it and draw it out on paper in some kind of way. It's like an expression for me. That's basically what my art is. It's just an expression of something that I'm feeling or thinking or something that I might have seen, and I want to conceptualize it in my own way.
Oh, so you can put emotion in your work, too. That's something
yeah.
that's interesting to see. I'd like to see one of your works with a description of, you know, what you felt at that time. That would be awesome. What is the relationship between halftones and in stippling?
Well, halftones, when I think of halftones, I think of photography. But with halftone, the process is using dots of, like, various sizes and then spacing them to create, like, a continuous tone in an image. And that's pretty much how stippling is. When I'm drawing by hand, I'm taking dots and using them at different sizes or and spacing them out or bringing them close together in order to create a tone so that the image looks more complete. It doesn't just look like a line drawing or something.
So that pretty much makes a big difference between, like you were saying, a picture and its pixels, and stippling are the sizes of dots compared to pixels. The pixels pretty much stay the same in photography.
Yeah.
Just different spacing to make
yeah.
the shading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty much. Yeah, I took photography. That's how I knew a little bit about that. And the more you explain it to me, the more, you know, I understand it. And I hope the folks out there that are listening are getting to understand technique is something that's totally different from everything else, and you can understand why you're pursuing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you undertake any other styles of art?
Well, I still do carving, like I did
uh-huh.
when I was a kid, but instead of using soapstone or wood, I use linoleum blocks or lino blocks, which are
uh-huh.
often used in screen printing, but I like to use them. I like to carve them out and then, like, paint ink over them and use that as a piece of art in and of itself instead of using it just for screen printing.
Speaking of screen printing, do you, on your website, fashion them on T-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps?
Well, my store, my personal store, is just of the original pieces that I'm selling. So I don't print off anything.
Merchandise it? And,
yeah,
oh, okay.
I don't do any merchandising.
Not yet, at least.
No, not yet. Maybe in the
not
future.
Not yet. No, you can always expand. That's the truth. Well, yeah, I'd sure like to have a T-shirt with a bow tie, that one you drew.
Oh, bow tie.
Yeah. I'd like to have a T-shirt on the back so he's watching my back. But, no, it'd be wonderful, and that's a good way of advertisement, too. I thought about doing that for my radio show also, but I wanted to find a piece of artwork to put on there. Not as artistic as I used to be, but may look into something that with you with that. Maybe we can get a contract or something going on.
Yeah.
That would be merchandising. I don't want to push you into something you don't want to do, but yeah, I thought that would be great. Lake Michigan College, I'm looking back at those days. Could you tell us why you attended this school and how it fit into your endeavor to become an artist?
Well, I wanted to go into art straight out of high school, but the school that I did want to go to, which is Kendall Art School, was a little too much economically. So I went to LMC, which was more affordable. But it was there that I met a great teacher, Dr. Schauber, who helped me develop my drawing skills and give me a good foundation in just basic drawing. And it served as a stepping stone to further my education in art.
So the basic drawing, is that part of the stippling? You need to draw the image first and then stipple over top of that, do the pen work?
Well, yeah, that's how I do it. I do a line drawing, and then I go back and stipple the ink in. But stippling was something that I learned at high school.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to college, it furthered my education in drawing all around with, you know, more line drawing, knowing how to do contour or blind contours and learning how to shade, and that helped
mm-hmm.
me with knowing how, with understanding how to shade with just dots. So
right, where the placement of the dots would be, how close together they are,
yeah.
and so forth to
yeah.
get that tone. Yeah, you not being familiar with other stippling artists and some of the research I did, these other artists do pretty much exactly the same thing. That's why I was thinking there was some kind of class or somebody that lectured on it or did something that was in had the guidelines. Something I wanted to find out from you.
No, there's no class that you go and just, there's no stippling 101 or stippling 102. It's just kind of something that either you learn in a class, one art class in high school, maybe in college, or you just pick up on your own from somebody. So.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, Q, tell us how and where one could find you again and see a gallery of your artwork.
You can see my work online at my website at www.worldoflittledots.com. As well, you can stay up to date on my work and by liking my Facebook page at facebook.com/worldoflittledots.
And your webpage is?
Oh, worldoflittledots.com.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take another little short H2O break, so stay tuned with us and our special guest, Q. You're listening to Hear It Now Live Radio. Come visit us at www.entertainmentenclosed.com and check us out and like us on Facebook, Entertainment Enclosed, and at Hear It Now Live Radio. Plus, follow us on Twitter at Ron Laws. Okay, we're going to listen to this song by a good friend of mine, Chris Jasper. It's called Inspired, and we're going to have another short break. So stay with us.
Oh,
endeavor
Exactly, and the little that you do is a big contribution, you know, to what you're doing, because the radio blog thing we're doing right now is very unique, because you're featuring all these different artists that aren't into just one thing, you know. And it's just growing and growing, and so you're contributing a lot, you know, and so it is a, it really is a big thing.
Well, every little
Exactly. And what we're going to do for Q also is, you know, we're going to do a slideshow with some of her techniques and some of her artwork. Of course, everything's going to be watermarked and put on in such a little short time, the array as far as the slideshow itself, and put a little bit of what she had to say out of this interview, and we're going to put that on YouTube so she can get herself better known. You know, it's more advertisement for her, the better, and that's my goal. So
that's so cool that you're doing this, you know. I mean,
I love
it. You and I couldn't imagine, like, you know, 3 years ago that you would be doing something like this.
Me neither.
Here we are today.
I'm one of those kind of guys that I get a whim and I jump right into it headstrong. And I'm jumping feet first. I jump head first and I go for it. It's
sure
something
did.
You have to do, especially in what Q does. Her artwork, she's trying to get her website more publicized, which I'm trying to help in that aspect also. But, you know, you've either got to do it or don't do it. If you stagnate and just sit there and try and do it on your own, it's pretty hard unless that's part of your schooling, learn how to do all that and communications and being a publicist like I do, you know, the various medias that I deal with. You know, this isn't the only one, so there's other avenues, too, to help her get off the ground, and which I'm wholeheartedly going to do and jump in head first again, which I have with all the other artists. And you're included in this, Ben. You're on next week.
Yes, I'll be the guest next week and look very forward to it. And we have rehearsal that night, and I told him, hey, you know, I got to go leave rehearsal and do this show, and I'll be back, you know. And
Well, we're glad
came
and talked to Q tonight. It's more support
for
her. Yeah,
Q, it's very cool that you're on the show tonight, and I wish you the best, and keep on doing, pursuing, and you're just going to grow and grow, and this is great.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, stick around, Ben. We've got a little bit more of the programming left here.
I'm going to listen. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're free to stay on right now. I'm not going to put you back into the holding tank. Just stay on with us. And
I will.
Have something to interject, please do. Is that okay, Q?
That's fine.
Okay. Q, how important do you feel art is to the world?
I think art is very important. I mean, it's all around us, and it's not just you know, paintings on a wall or anything like that. It's in everything, from the designs of our shoes, our clothes, and cars, to the movies we watch, the apps that we use on our telephones, even the appliances on our kitchen counter. I mean, we will always need people who can imagine and conceptualize and visualize and then just sit down and create all these ideas that we conjure up. So I think art is very important. I mean, I would suspect that life would be pretty dull without art. I mean, it would be functional, but it would be rather dull. So.
Well, I would agree. You need art just as like as much as you need music, because music is art and art is music. And I think without those two, we wouldn't be here right now.
Nah, I can't imagine a world without music. I don't think I would be drawing if I didn't have music.
See, that's your inspiration then.
Yeah,
Yeah, so tell us more.
And the great thing about it, too, is that we have more than just sight and hearing. You know, we have, I don't know what kind of art. Well, culinary arts there. That satisfies our taste. And then, you know, you have textured art, too, which maybe for the people that are sight impaired can do the touch there. And, you know, art is not only for those two senses, but for all the senses. And it helps us grow too as individuals. And it is, like you guys say, it's necessary that we have that. It's very necessary in our growth.
Yeah. Yes, and that's why you have to keep it, you know, an education, you know, because I'm a firm believer you got to teach music and art in schools and, you know, just wherever you can.
Yeah,
so Juanita,
that's the same
if you were approached by, like, someone in Ben's capacity later on when he's in need of this artwork, fantastic stippling artwork for his next album cover.
Would I do it? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'd be great.
I love it. Yeah, that's another connection I wanted to share with everyone also, that her artwork not only is out there on canvas that she represents her feelings and her ideas and her inspiration that she gets from other sources, but it can also, she can design things also because she's taken that graphic design in school. So
yeah.
She's
wow.
very available for that aspect of art also. So
cool.
Anybody out there listening that need an artist for their album cover? There's someone that you can contact. And how can we contact you again, Ms. Rumbly?
You can contact me through my website at www.worldalittledots.com, and there's a contact link at the bottom, and you can just contact me through there.
Great. Well, Q, it's been our pleasure to have you on here at Now Live Radio and to share your world of little dots with us. And in conclusion, is there anything at all you would like to say to our listeners about art or anything in general?
I like to say, you only live once, and if you have a dream, go after it. Don't go through life regretting the things you wish you could have done. Even if it's something small and it may seem meaningless to others, it's your dream. And if it means something to you, that's all that really matters. So just go after it. Don't live your life with regrets of not doing that.
Good sound advice. That's what I told myself, too.
Yes.
You know,
never give up on your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't hesitate either.
Right.
You know, life is lessons learned.
Every
trial
single
and error
day.
Sometimes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't be afraid. We learn by our mistakes also.
Right.
That's how we grow.
Sometimes. Mistakes turn into good things too. So
yeah, help us grow.
Sure.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Anything else that you have in mind, Q?
No, not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, let us know how to get in contact with you one last time, and we'll sign off.
You can get in contact with me through my website at www.worldalittledots.com. And there's a contact link on there where you can send me a message, and I'm really good at responding to people, so you don't have to worry about waiting a week or anything. So
I've got a question for you that you're probably going to get mad at me.
Oh.
What do you think you would say that your artwork portrays, you wanted to portray? Does it have a single message or a multi-message or any type of messages that you want to put out there for each piece? Or is there something that, I know you say that you draw off inspiration. What do you think your work would stand for in that respect?
If anything, probably more so just personal expression. With each piece, the theme or the idea is different behind it. So I might have a particular thought or a particular concept I'm trying to convey. Like with my drawing, Meditating on Tao, I meditate to keep myself calm, and that went into that. So it's just with each piece, it's different. There isn't one overarching statement that I'm trying to make with my art. So that's why I say it's just probably basically personal expression.
Well, we got that out of the air. That's something we had discussed earlier, but I knew you had an answer for that. I knew deep down inside you did. Sorry to pull that whammy on you right at the end of the show, but you did great. You know, everybody has their vision, like you said, and to be able to put that on paper the way you do with the dots, the expression of dots, is just amazing, super amazing. And once again, oh, you're very welcome. Very, very welcome. Everybody, please visit her website, worldofliltdots.com, and also her Facebook page, World of Little Dots, also, and they're both connected. And follow her on Twitter, and that's at World of Little Dot. And keep up with what's going on, and that'd be a good way to also get in contact with Q, is to shoot her a Twitter.
Yeah, I'm always on Twitter.
Yeah, that's another way to go, too. I mean, it's one of the top pieces of media out there. I'm highly popular with everyone.
Yeah.
All righty. I want to thank my guest, Q Rumbly, for joining us tonight and sharing her experiences and her artistry with us on Hear It Now Live Radio, and wish her the best in her pursuit of the art of stippling. Good night, and stay tuned for our next show. We'll leave you with this song from LaTanya Holmes called So Sensitive. Good night, Q. Thank you.
Good night. Thanks for having me.
Good night, Ron.
You're very welcome. Good night, Ben.
Sensitive.
want to thank my guest, Q Rumbly, for joining us tonight again and sharing her artistry. Keep up with us on Hear It Now Live Radio's schedule of events on www.entertainmentenclosed.com. Good night.